when McGraw creates the music of Pariah and he's connected with the Antidote. Thanks for joining us, Quinn.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
And that was a lie, but I'll let that slide.
Your words, not mine.
Well, I'm sure you must have known that this question was coming. I need to hear about the band name, because the definition of pariah is a person who is avoided or not accepted by a social group. Why in the world would you want to be known as being an outcast?
This is something that has come up a few times, and the best way I could describe it is that I have spent most of my life straddling the line between two worlds, and that has manifested in a bunch of different ways. More recently, it has been me riding the line between a secular upbringing and like a church family. Prior to that, it's like I'd have friends in high school who were the prep kids, but I was also a kid who hung out in the smoke pit. I've never really found the place that feels quite like home. And I think the naming the project Pariah is me just embracing who I've been most of my life. Mm-hmm. It's just taking that underlying feeling of never feeling like I've truly belonged, that doubt, the searching, difficult emotions that I haven't had language for, and just putting it all into something honest. So it's not just a name for me. It's also intentionally a statement, just embracing who I am, and also as a signal to those who maybe feel like they don't belong, to kind of invite them into this world.
Well, with putting out the music that you are, you're sort of centering yourself into that Christian aspect.
Yeah, there are parts of it. I mean, we haven't necessarily claimed the name of being a Christian band, and I feel like there are layers to why some bands do that and some bands don't. Like, for example, some of the people who I perform or write music with aren't Christian. So I feel when people do claim that name, especially in the metal community, there is a certain expectation that comes with it that your entire band would be Christian. All of your music is centered around Christian themes. Mm-hmm. Whereas as a man of faith, there are faith elements to the music I write, but that's not the only thing I talk about. And people of faith aren't the only people I commune with or create with.
Pariah may be a new project for you, but this can't be your first time in the music scene. No, so what's your background?
Yeah. I've been making music since I was 15. I'm in my mid-30s now. I've pretty much explored most genres. I've always been a fan of heavy music, but I've played in black metal bands, death metal, thrash, punk rock, all kinds of stuff. The projects I would be most known for, at least in Western Canada, would be Living Machines, which was a progressive metal band that I was the singer and bass player for. I also played drums at one point in that project. And then the other project that had some momentum behind it is called Pale Sky, where I was doing screaming and singing, but also, again, metalcore, metal-adjacent music.
And with Pariah, it is strictly metal.
Yeah, alternative metal. Metalcore-esque. There's going to be elements of melodic, emotional, weighty parts, but then when it does get heavy, it really goes to that place. I like the dynamic contrast between the pretty and the heavy. I've tended to live in that space most of my music career.
Which is refreshing, because so often when it's all just one way, it's like you never get a break.
I agree. And actually, the bands I listened to in high school that were strictly heavy, I don't listen to anymore, because for me, that's a lot of tension, but no release. So I love listening to a band that isn't afraid to take it to that place. Mm-hmm. But the real question becomes, where are you taking me through that? And I really like it where it gets super heavy, but then when the chorus hits or the bridge or whatever part, you almost have that moment of respite from the aggression, which adds a nice flavor to it.
Absolutely. So Pariah has released a pair of singles from the upcoming EP Swan Song. And that's another name that confuses me. Why call your debut EP your Swan Song? That just doesn't add up.
I know. Just all kinds of weird mythos nuggets in here. What essentially happened was my wife and I moved to a new city last year. We moved from Kelowna, BC to Edmonton. And I have been in a season of life over these past few years now where I have tried to take stock of who am I, where am I headed, what do I really want from life? And I toyed on and off for a long time about whether or not it was time to pack up music. Not necessarily as quitting songwriting, but walking away from music in a professional pursuit. And last year, I moved here, met some guys, and got really excited to take another swing at being in a band again after not taking it too seriously for a few years. And inevitably, like what happens with most bands I've been a part of, I quickly become the hardest working guy in the room. And I was like, guys, I'm in my mid-30s. Like, if you're not going to be working really hard to make this happen, treating it like a business, putting the time in, maybe working on the weekend to make it happen, because at the end of the day, building a band is a startup, then I just don't really care to keep pouring myself into this. And that was brutal for me. And at the bottom of all of that, I was almost like, you know, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Because it just feels like I pour myself into everything and nothing happens. So somewhere in all of that, I decided, you know what? If I walk away now, I'll never forget myself. So I decided to start writing music again. And Swan Song came about. It's the last song and the title track of the EP. But that was me saying, if nothing comes of Pariah, at least I will know that I have given it everything one last time. So starting it in a way is a bit of a swan song, more so as a project than the song itself.
I know that Edmonton has a big music scene.
Oh, yeah.
So it must have made it easy to find people with similar interests to you.
Yeah, actually, because living in Kelowna, it's a small city. There was like a glory days part to Kelowna's metal scene where we would have big bands come through. That's part of the reason I like heavy music, being 16, and these huge touring bands that would be coming from Calgary and going to Vancouver would always stop in Kelowna and play a very small 150 cap, 300 cap room. So being 16 and exposed to that was epic. But then we moved to Edmonton, and like first week I was here, my friend texts me. And the bands we used to have to go to drive to see in Vancouver would just play 15 minutes up the road. So I've been spoiled here with tons of great music and great bands, which has also helped, I think, rekindle that flame.
You and I should head into the very first single, Pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to say this. It's powerfully depressing. But seriously, you got to hear
me out. You're not wrong.
Because when you sing, you pull me back and forwards. To turn your back on me, you turned your back on me. I'm giving in the same mistake, trading peace of mind to turn your back on me. And here's the odd part, because you finished by singing concubine. Is that how you really feel? Because a concubine was somebody who was second class.
Right. Yeah. This song was me talking about my relationship with the pursuit of music. And I kind of anthropomorphize it as a concubine. And even in the music video, there's this character that has a sheet over them, almost done up a bit like a wraith. And the symbolism there is just the push and pull of the calling. And sometimes I feel like no matter what I do, if I want to quit or have tried, I just keep getting dragged back in. So it's the admission and acceptance of one's fate, even if sometimes it's begrudgingly.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, it's like, here I am, I've tried to walk away and I can't, so I'm coming to terms with it, even if sometimes it just makes me so frustrated or upset or feels like I'm wasting my time, but I don't know what else I would do, so I just have to come to terms with it.
Well, the singles that have come out, it's you venting.
Yep. Yep. No comment. Just yep.
Well, then what about the rest of the Swan Song EP? I mean, obviously the songs haven't all come out. How many songs will there be? And when will it be released?
There are four songs and an intro. The first two songs are out, Pendulum and Wanderer. Pendulum being about the calling. Wanderer talking about going through a bit of a crisis of faith that I had. And then the last two songs, there's Infinite Hologram and Swan Song. The third single will come out probably in November, and then the EP with the intro track will come out probably in January.
Is this all being done independently, or do you have a record label involved?
No record label, but I do have a distribution deal with Symphonic. So I essentially have a full label team behind me, but I own all of my music and my creative freedom while still having the support and official channels that a label might offer, minus the big bank loan that comes with having a record deal.
Smart man. You can keep the money in your pocket instead of somebody else's.
Yeah, and I actually managed to land a grant from the Alberta government to help fund a lot of the release too, which is cool. I've never landed a grant before, but that's been a big help as well. So yeah, definitely hitting it from all angles right now.
You won the lottery.
I really have. Like from almost quitting music to legendary publicist, to publicist actually, landing a grant, getting a distribution deal. It's just been crazy how choosing to not throw in the towel and just accept my fate. It's like I almost started to move with the path that's been laid out for me. And I feel when you do that, everything starts to come together as opposed to just resisting it.
Oh man, that's great. As I already mentioned, you know, you venting, you're pouring out your soul on these songs. But the question is, could a song ever become too personal? Like, would you actually draw a line in the sand and say, well, I won't be telling this story?
I don't know. I don't feel I've ever hit that point. I've been very open and vocal about my experience. A lot of my story over the years have been struggles with addiction and depression and other things. And I've never felt the need to not openly speak about that, whether that be in my music or otherwise, because I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm a human. I've struggled. I've overcome. I've relapsed. I've gone through all of that. And me not talking about it isn't going to help someone else who feels alone going through something similar.
Well, Pariah just dropped your latest single, Wanderer, Lose Myself. And I want to pull in part of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. If I lose myself all for nothing, will what I do myself count for something? You know, the thing is that some people actually do want to lose themselves. They find the world to be overwhelming. But
yeah,
that's not what it's all about.
No. And I mean, it's interesting you say that. So I dedicated the song before it came out for a friend of mine who passed away, who decided to take their own life. And there are absolutely people who have chosen to leave this world because it was too much. And writing this song came from a place of pretty much nihilism. I was in a very tough season. I felt like I had so much of my life figured out, move to a new city, get into a seminary, start moving my life towards becoming a pastor, have kids, buy a house. Like everything was just happening. And this move out to here had felt like we were called here. And we got here and all of that just imploded in pretty much every way. So this song comes from a place of, I wrote this when everything felt pointless and meaningless. And the chorus lyrics say, will what I do myself count for something? And if I lose myself all for nothing, like I had hit that point of, I felt like I had nothing to show for my life. And if it ended, would there have been a point to any of it? Since releasing this song, I've had some very powerful conversations with people I've never even met, who've reached out and felt the need to express what's on their hearts and being grateful that the song is as raw as it is. And to that point, like if I hold back from my experience when I'm writing music, I'm actually hindering the healing process of someone else. So if I put it all out there on the line, my only hope would be that it can reach someone who needs it most. And the followers and the streams and like none of that matters, because at the end of the day, the art's just there as a piece of myself that someone might be able to connect with. And if it helps them, I've done my job.
You know, a moment ago, you surprised me by saying that your intention is to be a pastor. Does that mean you're going to found Edmonton's first metal church?
I mean, you would find me there every Sunday if that was the case. Yeah, worship would look quite different, no doubt. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely on my heart for a long time. But I think I've just accepted that who I am is an artist and a musician. A friend of mine actually years ago said something pretty profound. I don't know if he was intending it for it to be that way, but I was discerning whether or not I wanted to go into ministry. And he said to me just in passing, I don't think he even thought much about it, but he just said, you know what we really need is we need pastors in the pews.
Mm-hmm.
And that just planted a seed that I think now I'm like, yeah, he was totally right. Like, you can reach and minister to people in all kinds of ways, even if you're not in the clergy. And I think that helped me find peace with where I'm at and the path I'm on.
Okay, well, back to your music. What about the upcoming songs? Are they also going to be dealing about struggles?
Yeah, pretty much each song tackles its own struggle for me. I think they all speak into different parts of my life. Pendulum being about the calling, Wanderer being about struggling with a spiritual crisis, Infinite Hologram, the next song coming out, dare I say is the heaviest of all of the songs. And that one is very much just tackling death straight on. No frills, nothing. It's just a song about death, meditating on that, the reality of it. And then Swan Song is, yeah, venting about this is my last kick at music, so I hope it works.
Well, you know what the big question is? Will there be a light at the end of the tunnel with the songs?
Not really. each song in a way is its own invitation. I think the ethos of the project itself stands for the fact that while the subject matter is very intense, in one way or another, writing these songs helped me survive all of that. So the light at the end of the tunnel is that I'm here doing the thing and I'm pushing forward and I'm trying to build this. But the songs themselves are just each milestones of times where I felt like there was no tunnel, but actualizing and writing the lyrics and bringing these songs to life were that light for me.
Gwen from Pariah has been here with The Antidote. I got to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Really appreciate you and the work you're doing. Look forward to maybe catching up again some years down the line.
100%.